Here's a thought about editioning, which of course is an idea that publishers use all the time. There's a first edition book, and then maybe a second edition book if the author goes back and changes some things or rewrites some things, there will be a second edition. And that language clearly communicates that the first edition was sort of the author's first take on how he or she wanted that work to be presented. And the second edition is, in theory, an improvement. And if there's a third edition, that might be an even additional improvement. Notice that editioning is different from printing. You can have a first edition, first printing, first edition, second printing, etc. That's a production commentary. But the word edition means a different creative vision. I was thinking about this years ago when I learned about Ansel Adams' variations on his classic print Moonrise over Hernandez. The first editions were quite light and quite soft in terms of contrast. Later, he printed it darker, deeper, moodier, even selenium toning the negative so that he could increase the contrast and make the whites stand out a little more. Those are creative decisions, not copy, production copy decisions. Well, why can't we use that same idea in photography? So I do. In my folios and chapbooks, the first version of it will be labeled the first edition. If I decide later on that I've come up with a different way I want to present it, maybe different sequence or a different image I want to swap out, or I modify the text or I add images, that will become a second edition. I think that's a valuable idea that we could use in photography to indicate where our creative vision has grown and to communicate that clearly by telling people this is a second edition print, book, chapbook, folio, whatever.